financial markets, what's the bottom line? Let me talk about what I look forward to in the fourth quarter. I typically have used four scenarios. One was slow burn, one was 2008 repeat, one was collapse, and one was transformation. I'm going to add a new scenario going forward, and that scenario is called equity rising. And that's a scenario where there's a real effort to engineer a rise in the equity markets. And the way you, rather than mark down all the debt, you simply write up all the equity is an oversimplified way of saying it. My scenarios for the fourth quarter is slow burn 70%, equity rising 12.5%, 2008 repeat 12.5%. I would have a very small number in 2008 repeat. The only reason I have as much as 12.5% is my concern is if the budget squabbles, if the politics of the budget squabbles really get out of hand, you could have some less than savory characters try and take advantage of it, and that could result in a 2008 collapse or repeat. Then collapse, I have at 2.5%, and a collapse, I'm not worried about a global economic collapse. I'm worried about Fukushima or another environmental disaster. And finally, transformation, 2.5%. You never know when enough of us are going to come together, and we have a critical mass of people who say enough already, and then we could start to see some really very positive change. So my scenarios for the fourth quarter, slow burn 70%, equity rising 12.5%, 2008 repeat 12.5%, collapse 2.5%, transformation 2.5%. These are the scenarios I use for strategic planning and investment strategy. So when you look at the range that's that wide, what you realize is it pays to be diversified and to be prepared for volatility in any place at any time. Equity markets, my guess is we're going to see a high in the S&P 500. Assuming the budget slowdown, the budget shutdown ends within a week or two, I think that you'll see North American equity markets strong for the rest of the year, so high in the S&P. Maybe a 1750, no higher than that. Again, if things spin out of control, it can clearly go the other way. So it doesn't surprise me that I know many money managers kind of sitting on the fence waiting to see what happens. The real test, the big test, is going to be in the precious metals market. Will the primary trend reassert between November and March? I think it could take a while. My guess is the high this year between now and the end of the year is probably going to be about 1450. Maybe we make it to 1550 by the end of March, but I think it's going to be a slow rise back. And gold has a lot of deflationary trends to sort of fight against. So I don't expect to see any glorious highs in precious metals. The high I think this year will have proven to be in the first quarter. Bond markets are a very important thing to watch. How low can interest rates stay? We've seen the interest rates move up, including on the long end. And so I think if there's any one variable to watch coming into the or throughout the fourth quarter, it's going to be the interest rates, both in the intermediate and long end. If the long rates continue to rise and we really see a turn in the bull market, from the bull market in bonds to a sort of that bull being over, it's going to have a very significant impact on housing and municipalities. There's no doubt about it. Municipalities are really under the gun in this kind of environment. Interestingly enough, I just attended a design sprint at Open Source Ecology in Missouri to build a micro house. You can go to their website and see the micro house. And what was interesting to my takeaway from that process was looking at the complexities and the corruptions in the mortgage market and in home building. I said, you know, it really is easier to learn how to make your own house. And if you look at the efforts by Open Source Ecology to document the steps involved in building a house and the making the plans available online, as well as the plans on how to make a brick press, what you're seeing is whether it's open source hardware or open source software, the techniques of getting a group of friends together and building a house in a couple of days are really being developed. And at some point, the complexity of the legacy systems is such that it's a lot easier to learn how to build your own house than deal with all their complexity, let alone getting into a 30-year mortgage. So, if you feel the urge, it's not a bad time to learn how to build your own house. The big question as we watch the markets in the fourth quarter is, again, how will we reconcile the debt to equity? Will we have equity markets rising and the extraordinary monetary bulge created by the central banks? Will that money be sort of channeled into the equity markets and equity markets rising? Or instead, will we go through this long grind where we have to mark down the debt? So how will it work, the debt for equity swap? And that's one of the things I'm going to be watching in the fourth quarter very, very closely. Part of the equity rising will be the institution of crowdfunding. And as I've said earlier, when the SEC promulgates their final regulations on crowdfunding, expect us to have a Solaria report covering that. When it comes to many of the enterprises in the United States and globally, we see companies that are having to transition between the legacy systems as well as sort of the new co. And it's always going to be interesting to watch the companies that can make that transition. A lot of it's going to come down to great management and leadership. So I've gotten several questions about, well, what does this mean to the companies in my portfolio? You really have to take a look. It's a very granular thing, taking a look at what they do, what their products and services are, and what their management is, and whether they're able to make that transition or not. In the equity overview at the end of the month, we'll be talking about the emerging markets, and that's going to be a very interesting one, because the emerging markets have significantly underperformed the developed markets over the last year. Again, the emerging markets have come up in the last quarter, but for the year, they're significantly underperformance. And part of that is that we're seeing slower growth and new technology deflating commodities. And part of the emerging market story is a commodity story.